Then Esther the queen, the daughter of Abihail, and Mordecai the Jew, wrote with all authority to confirm the second letter of Purim. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. Authority, and not as the scribes. Matthew chapter 8. Authority having soldiers under me? And I say to this man, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he But Jesus called them unto him and said, Ye know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. And when he was come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching, and said, By what authority doest thou these things, and who gave thee this authority? And Jesus answered and said unto them, I also will ask you one thing, which if ye tell me, I in likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. And they answered Jesus and said, We cannot tell. And he said unto them, Neither tell I you by what authority I do these things. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority, and not as the scribes. They were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. But Jesus called them to him, and saith unto them, Ye know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. Him, By what authority doest thou these things? And who gave thee this authority to do these things? And Jesus answered and said unto them, I will also ask of you one question, and answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. And they answered and said unto Jesus, We cannot tell. And Jesus answering saith unto them, Neither do I tell you by what authority I do these things. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house, and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. And they were all amazed, and spake among themselves, saying, What a word is this! For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. For I also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers. And I say unto one, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. Then he called his 12 disciples together, and gave them power and authority over all devils, and to cure diseases. And he said unto him, Well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. Unto him, saying, Tell us, by what authority doest thou these things? Or who is he that gave thee this authority? And Jesus said unto them, Neither tell I you by what authority I do these things. And they watched him, and sent forth spies, which should feign themselves just men, that they might take hold of his words, that so they might deliver him unto the power and authority of the governor. And he said unto them, The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. And he arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was here. He hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. Which thing I also did in Jerusalem. And many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests. And when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them. Whereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests, then cometh the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority in power. For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord hath given us for edification, and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. These things speak, and exhort, and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Proceed, which keep the commandments of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Revelation chapter 13. And I stood upon